pretty much wrote all this really amazing stuff, and I'm not positive, but I think that it was kind of born out of, you know, his, you know, what had happened to him. You know, that thing had happened at the VMAs, and that was, things were kind of weird, you know, like, not weird, but, you know, we were just really worried about Brent.
Or Brent got beat up really bad. And it took him a while to recover.
I got knocked unconscious and was in a coma and all that shit, and I fucking had severe fucking brain trauma, you know what I mean? So it took me a really long time to stop having vertigo from that. Like for about 8 months I had vertigo, like straight up like vertigo. I was dizzy, I couldn't go from parallel to horizontal without having the biggest fucking head rush and spin and euphoria and all this craziness. That shit went on for like 8 months.
He got rocked a little bit, you know? Something terrible happened to him. He was struggling a bit. It was just a bum out, you know? As for the first time, like, you know, Mastodon felt like real fragile. And all this music kind of poured out of him after the incident. This is really a good representation of the way that Brent's been feeling the past year, you know?
I'm gonna put so many guitars on the song, you're not even gonna be able to tell which one's messed up.
You know, I can hear that those frustrations and those that pain is really coming out and coming through that. You know, it's totally in there. Bit of a black cloud that's been following him around. And this is his way of just kind of helping that cloud to move on.